But for practical purposes, you have somebody who has a fish of 1.8.
Uh-huh.
You have somebody who has a fish of 2.0.
Uh-huh.
What does it mean? What do you do? Well, 2.0, you're done?
I retest those with IHC because that's in that equivocal zone.
Okay, so you retest them and their IHC is like 2 or whatever.
Then it doesn't really help you. Then it's clinical judgment.
So could you envision a situation where you had a fish of 2 or between 2 and 2.2 where you wouldn't use trastuzumab?
I can always envision a scenario. I gave you a scenario earlier of like a lobular cancer or a well-differentiated tubular cancers or a mucinous carcinoma. If those come up with equivocal tests like that, I'm inclined to believe that that's probably not the typical HER2 amplification scenario. And I would look at that very skeptically. If I saw a patient with a low or negative ERPR, high grade, lymphovascular invasion, some nodes, et cetera, and it looks kind of like a HER2 positive case and it's behaving like a HER2 positive case, then I would probably call it a duck and err on the side of treatment rather than not.
Suppose it was 1.9, same exact.
Wouldn't make
situation.
Any difference. You know, between that range,
1.8 to 2, you
all
still
those numbers are the same. That's the 1.8 to 2.2 is based on what the 95% confidence limit would be if you're counting an infinite number of spots. You're not going to get any more precision than that range. And so a 1.8 equals a 2.2.